Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad to have you with me. Glad that you're studying the Word of God. I'm praying that you are being blessed as you read and you're listening to what God has to say to you individually. God is our true teacher. He teaches us by His Holy Spirit. And so that's why we always go to Him in prayers. We begin our studies. We want Him to teach us His Word. So pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again for another opportunity to be able to study your word. We realize that it is a lamp unto our feet, it's a light unto our path. And Lord, when we follow your word, we're going to have the best life we could possibly have. So we're grateful to you today for your provision for us, for the scriptures, the Bible. Pray that you would guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit, and that you would empower us to live according to that truth. As we just bless you today by reading and studying your word. We thank you again, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of today's study is The Son of Man Glorified. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 13, and verse 31. The apostle John wrote how Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me." Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, "That you do, do quickly." Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Judas had sent unto him, Jesus had sent unto him, "Buy those things which we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor." He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. And in chapter 13 and verse 31 of his book, John shared, "When he was gone out, Jesus said, 'Now is the Son of Man glorified,'" where we read, "Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, 'Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him.'" The verse reads, "Therefore, when he was gone out." John began with the word therefore, which means then, wherefore, consequently, and on this account, when he was gone out, or at the time and moment he, Judas, left and departed, the following occurred. John shared how the following occurred as soon as he, Judas, was gone. The verse goes on to say, "Jesus said, 'Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him.'" John continued with the words, "Jesus said," which means the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, uttered, declared, and proclaimed, "Now is the Son of Man," or at this time, God's Son, Jesus himself, exists as glorified, which means praised, extolled, and clothed with splendor and brightness. And God, which refers to the Godhead bodily and Trinity, which is comprised of God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Son of God, is glorified in him, or is praised, extolled, and extolled with splendor and brightness within Jesus. John shared how Jesus proclaimed this to be the time when he would be praised and extolled, and that his Father God would be praised and extolled within him. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus revealed to his disciples who remained with him after Judas left that this was the time for him to be glorified and his Father God to be glorified in him. Jesus previously said his time was not yet, but now was the time when he would be praised and extolled. Jesus was God come in the flesh. You can see John chapter 1 and verse 14 for more about that. And he purposed to be judged, condemned, tortured, and killed on behalf of the sins of all mankind. The time came for Jesus to go through this process, and those who are wise will realize he did all these things so they may be saved from the penalty of sin. Let all who read and hear these words yield themselves to Jesus, who was and is to be glorified among all mankind, as the Savior, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.